This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Today I'm talking with Dr. Patty Milligan, Professor of Information Systems at Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. Dr. Milligan, daylight savings time has traditionally started on the first Sunday of April. However, this year, Congress decided to start daylight savings time early, on March 11th. Some are calling this a mini Y2K situation, referring to computer changes that were needed prior to the year 2000. What impact might this early daylight savings time have in our offices and our homes, and what can we do to prepare for that?
Well, the situation is that many computer systems are preset to automatically change to daylight savings time in April. But this year, since the changeover date has been moved up, times will be off starting March the 11th, and then they'll be correct again on April the 4th when it automatically was set up to change in the first place. One thing that we can do is to automatically change the time, but if we do that, if we do a manual fix, then we have to be sure to remember to go back and fix it again when it automatically changes in April. And the same thing's going to happen in October when standard time is restored automatically, when it really should be a week later in the official time in November. To make the change manually on your computer, go to Control Panel and unclick the Change for Automatic Updating to Daylight Savings Time. Then make the change at the same time when you would reset the clocks in your house. This is nowhere near the problem anticipated from Y2K, because the reality is that the error is you're only 1 hour off. That being said, an hour off can disrupt any network. Companies in all industries face potential problems. All major software vendors have sent updates to their clients who run their purchase software. Some vendors have developed programs that will analyze which computers on a network are vulnerable. Microsoft has issued an alert that Vista, the new operating system, is okay, but that older operating systems are at risk. Microsoft has released an update for Windows XP Service Pack 2 users via its automatic update service. Microsoft has a website with information about all its products at support.microsoft.com. For people who are heavy users of appointment scheduling, Microsoft has also recommended a program called TZ Move for Time Zone Move that can reset all previously booked appointments to the new rules. A bigger problem is that companies with legacy systems, and that just means old systems that no longer are supported by their manufacturers, have to be updated themselves. The company themselves would have to go in, and these could be some major changes. Back on the home front, not only do we have to worry about our computer systems, but we also have to worry about our mobile phones, Blackberries, digital watches and clocks, VCRs, etc. Any system that has time-sensitive information will need to be updated. Really, the only thing that's going to be a problem is the 3 weeks in March, starting the 11th, and then 1 week in December. But just like Y2K, as long as we prepare in advance, then we shouldn't have too many problems, and it is always going to turn to be the next day, sooner or later, and we'll get it right.
Thanks, Dr. Milligan. Our guest today has been Dr. Patty Milligan, Professor of Information Systems at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio, or subscribe to the free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.